You're awake. That's okay. You don't have to fix that right now. Don't check the time. Whatever it says, it doesn't change what we're going to do, and knowing will only start the math. Let the phone lie where it is. First, breathe with me once. In through your nose. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 7. And out slowly. 2, 7, 8. If your mind is running laps, the same worry, around and around. Here's the truth about that loop. It feels like problem solving, but at this hour, nothing new is in it. The problem hasn't changed. Your ability to weigh it has. So we're not going to solve anything tonight. We're going to file it. If there's a notepad near your bed, reach for it. Write the worry down in a few words, just enough that your brain trusts it's kept. Now write one more thing, when you'll deal with it, not later, a real time. Tomorrow, 9 a.m. The loop runs because it's afraid of being forgotten. An appointment is how it stands down. Good. The day shift has it now. One more breath. In, slowly. Hold, and let it go, long and slow. Now, two ways this can go, and both are fine. If you're settling, heavy, drifting, let this recording end and go with it. If you've been awake more than 20 minutes, still wound tight, get up, sit somewhere dim, no screens, and do nothing until you feel sleepy. Then come back to bed. You're protecting what your bed means. And if you're just awake, not anxious, rest without sleep is not nothing. Your body is recovering while your mind is up. Take the demand away, and sleep often comes on its own. Last thing, whatever showed up tonight, remember the rule. Nothing is true at 3 a.m. until 9 a.m. agrees. The night gets a vote, it doesn't get the verdict. Good night.